listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, sovereign over everything, full of grace and mercy, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My topic for today is, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. My scripture comes from Proverbs 23:1-9, which states, when thou sittest to eat with a ruler, consider diligently what is before thee, and put a knife to thy throat, if thou be a man given to appetite. Be not desirous of his dainties, for they are deceitful meat. Labor not to be rich. Cease from thine own wisdom. Wilt thou set thine eyes upon that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away as an eagle to heaven. Eat thou not the bread of him that hath an evil eye, neither desire thou his dainty meats. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. The morsel which thou hast eaten shalt thou vomit up, and lose thy sweet words. Speak not in the ears of a fool, for he will despise or regard as worthless the wisdom of thy words. My text is Proverbs 23:7, which states, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. In verses 1-3, the warning here is that the rich host may be using the luxuries he can provide to entrap his less wealthy guests so that they feel obligated to do his bidding. His hospitality is deceptive. God's restraints of the appetite only say, do thyself no harm. In verses 4-5, the workaholic is encouraged to be discerning enough to cease to proceed in his pursuit of wealth. Because wealth is fleeting, be not of those that will be rich. The things of this world are not happiness and a potion for a soul. Those that hold them ever so fast cannot hold them always, cannot hold them long. Verse 6 tells us, do not make thyself burdensome to any, especially those not sincere. When we are called by God to his feast and to let our souls delight themselves, we may safely partake of the bread of life. In verse 6, which says, you will vomit up the morsels that you have eaten, probably signifies eventual revulsion and regret on the part of the guest when he realizes what a fool he has been. Verse 9 tells us that it is our duty to take all fit occasions to speak of divine things. But if what a wise man says will not be heard, let him hold his peace. Psalm 10 also speaks of the heart of a wicked man. It says, for the wicked boasteth of his heart's desire, and blesseth the covetous, whom the Lord extremely dislike. For God said, thou shalt not cover thy neighbor's house, nor shalt thou cover thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. His ways are always grievous. Thy judgments are far above of his sight. As for all his enemies, He shouts in a deep voice at them. He has said in his heart, I shall not be moved, for I shall never be in adversity or suffer hardship. This is the false confidence of the complacent. It is irritating to those who have reverence or show proper respect for God. When those who are lacking in reverence or proper respect for God feel safe in their state of being irreverent. In contrast to the wicked with a deceptive heart, Psalm 19:8 states that the statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. Pure here means unmixed with evil. Enlightening the eyes means for the eyes to have light, and to be bright is for a person to be alert and active. Verse 9, the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. The fear of the Lord often means revering God. But here it is the revealed way by which one properly reveres God by the precepts of the Ten Commandments. Truth here refers to a reliable transcript of God's will. Verse 10, more to be desired are they than gold. Yes, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. The fundamental attitude here is one of delight. God's instructions are more desirable than the best riches and more pleasurable than the finest tastes. Moreover, by them is thy servant warmed, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Reward refers to the proper outcome, in this case, assurance and character growth. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. The humble response. Although some may use the law of God as a means of self-promotion, that is not what this psalm instills. Instead, it leads the singers to reflect on their own moral failures, known and unknown, to rely on God's forgiveness, and to seek protection from sin's domination. The word hidden shows the flow of thought in the psalm. Just as the sun's heat searches every nook and cranny so that there is nothing hid from its heat, so too the law searches all the hiding places of the soul. The honest faithful can only ask God to declare them innocent. This prayer includes a request for forgiveness, even from hidden sins, which one does not remember or which were committed in ignorance. Verse 11, keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Presumptuous sins are sins committed in arrogant disregard of divine commands. These, when repeated, come to have dominion and thus to enslave. Instead, the desire is to become blameless. Term innocent points back to verse 12. There the singer acts to be declared innocent. Verse 14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. As more sharks come closer to the shore, New York State Park police are deploying drones along Jones Beach in Long Island, New York, to help spot sharks before they get close to swimmers. Some listeners may not have given their lives to God, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. In closing, Psalm 139:23-24 states, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. If we ask God to search and know our hearts, this will expose any grievous way That is aspects of character that lead to grief. And lead the faithful in the way everlasting. That is the way that God loves. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good afternoon and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager. Today's topic is freedom. One of my favorite quotes about freedom is by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He stated that the ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. We know through painful experience that freedom is never voluntarily given by the oppressor. It must be demanded by the oppressed. On August 28, 1963, Martin Luther King Jr. gave the I Have a Dream speech, in which he called for civil and economic rights and an end to racism. Excerpts from this speech are noted as follows. I say to you today, my friends, so even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the Red Hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at a table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama, with its vicious races, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification, one day right there in Alabama, little black boys and little black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and little white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream. So let freedom ring from the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire. Let freedom ring from the mighty mountains of New York. Let freedom ring from the heights of the Alleghenies of Pennsylvania. Let freedom ring from the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado. Let freedom ring from the curvaceous slopes of California. And when this happens, when we allow freedom to ring, we will let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city. We will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we're free at last. Galatians 5:1 states, for freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery. And Galatians 5:13 states, for you were called to freedom, brothers. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. Remember, we have all violated God's divine law and fall short of his glory. Yet God loves you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus, who died, was buried, and arose so that you may have everlasting life. So put God first, trust and obey his word, and realize that if the Son sets you free, you are free indeed.
You have been listening to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, the Encouragers, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope that we have said something that was encouraging to you